Back in 2010, when members of the Meskwaki tribe expressed a desire for more local food, they didn't ask a handful of experts. Instead, they involved the entire tribal community. The tribe's economic development director, Larry Lassley, says it was important for everyone to discuss what sort of farm business would work for them.
To continue those traditions and to help promote and teach their own younger family members to carry on that heritage.
The result of all the community meetings is the 40-acre Red Earth Gardens, which offers space to interested tribal members to grow their own produce. Bryant B.J. Bear says it's important to continue the traditions.
Being at this farm and being a tribal enterprise, I have a little more drive, motivation, that it's not about me. There's a lot more people this is going to affect.
By a lot, he means as many as 1,100 residents who live on the settlement. Larry Lassley says extensive conversations were also held about how to diversify income away from the gaming money generated by the casino.
We're also building a new travel plaza right there along Highway 30, which will include a small restaurant, which we see as another market for our organic farm produce here. So from that standpoint, being able to leverage those resources for economic purposes is gratifying.
Another component of the operation is integrating the tribe's goals into a for-profit business. That's where farm manager Jennifer Vasquez comes in.
We also sell wholesale to the Meskwaki Bingo Casino and Hotel. We've sold a little bit to different grocery stores and restaurants, and we're working on seeing if that's worth it for us. But, you know, right now exploring those markets. We set up our farm stand at the Trading Post, which is the tribe's gas station, every Thursday. We're likely going to increase that and be set up maybe 3 times a week next year.
The operation is only in its second season, but Bear says they have an impressive amount of variety for being so new.
We got popcorn and sweet corn. We got probably 5 different kinds of winter squash, 3 different kinds of summer squash, 2 different kinds of zucchinis, 3 different kinds of cabbages, probably 10 different kinds of tomatoes, probably 10 different kinds of peppers.
Around this time last year, at the end of the inaugural season, a community dinner was held to show off some of the hard work. Vasquez says she was humbled by those who were both curious and congratulatory.
And we had, you know, over 100 people come out to the farm that day. And, you know, we'd been farming all year, just Bryant and myself kind of, you know, starting to get this up and running. And it was really great to be able to share it with people and see that people actually came out. And, you know, it's that whole question, oh, you guys are real? They're like, oh, it actually happened.
The Red Earth Gardens is in the process of becoming organically certified, which should happen sometime next year. Bear says that's also an important part of his philosophy.
There's a value way higher than a dollar for food. It's life, it's healthiness, happiness, and they need to extend that even to the ground and the soil and our earth and being nicer to it and stop taking from it and start giving back.
Future plans for the farm include growing more fruit and possibly planting some nut trees in 2015. On the Meskwaki settlement near Tama, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.